Hey everybody, I'm Chris Charla. I'm the director of ID at Xbox here at Microsoft. Thanks for watching. I'd like to just talk to you a little bit about the ID at Xbox program. So first off, I just want to hit this immediately because we're really proud of it. Independent developers are seeing fantastic success on Xbox One worldwide. There have been hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue generated by independent developers in the ID at Xbox program on Xbox One. And we've really been proud that ID at Xbox has been a great portal to help developers all over the world reach a global market via self-publishing. So what is ID at Xbox? Really simply, ID at Xbox is a program that enables qualified developers to unleash their creativity by self-publishing digital games on Xbox One and on Windows 10 using Xbox Live. So our goals for the program when we started it were really simple. We wanted to enable you guys, enable developers, to seamlessly ship games on Xbox One and on Windows 10 with Xbox Live. But bottom line, we want to make it as easy as possible for developers to get on our platform. We want you to be able to spend your time and your effort making the best game you can, not having to worry about a lot of platform issues. So our goal is provide a lot of great platform features and then just get out of the way and make it easy for you guys to ship. Of course, the other thing that's really important is we want to make sure we provide a robust and sustainable marketplace for developers to sell their games in. I think we're doing a pretty good job. I just mentioned some sales figures, but it's just really important to us that, you know, developers get to keep doing what they love doing, and that's making games. And that can only happen when we have a great marketplace for developers to sell their games in. We started the program by going out on a huge listening tour, talking to dozens and dozens of developers, and listening and implementing feedback from our developers and players is not something we've ever stopped doing. We can only make this program better when we listen to you guys and when you tell us what you need and what could be better. And we've made a lot of changes over the years, both in feedback from developers and from players. So we want to make developing with ID at Xbox the best possible experience for you as a developer, and we're never ever going to give up on that, and we're never going to slow down. So if there's something we can do, you need to tell us, and we will work really hard to make this as seamless as possible for you guys. As part of that, transparency and communication are hallmarks of our program. We want you guys, we want developers to have all the information you need in order to succeed. So if there's something we learn, whether it's a tip about what's happening in the store or something about market conditions, a new technical thing, we'll let you guys know right away. I'll give a quick example. A few weeks ago here in Redmond, our marketing guru gave a talk to some ID developers. And he said, hey, we've done a lot of research and it turns out shipping your game on Friday is the best day you can ship your game. So if you want to ship, you know, if you want to sell the most, like Friday is the day to sell. And then he paused for a second and he said, of course, I just told you guys all that. So now maybe Wednesday is a good day because less people are shipping then. And that's an example of the kind of thing we do. If we have data, we're going to share it with you. What you do with the data, that's totally up to you. As you make competitive decisions and business decisions, you know, you'll probably make the right decision. We see our role as sharing all the information that we have so that you guys can go out and make great games and hopefully sell lots and lots of copies. So how does it all work? Well, right here, this chart shows all the different developer paths to success on Windows devices. So I'll kind of walk through this a little bit. So first, over here, you've got traditional Windows development, Win32, Windows 7, and it's pretty simple. You make your game, sell your game, whether it's on Steam, good old games, on your own website. If you want to print floppy disks, absolutely. Windows is an open platform. You can do whatever you want. On the flip side, over here, we've got the Xbox One. And Xbox One right now requires a dev kit, an XDK. And so if you want to do XDK development with a dev kit, you'll work with ID at Xbox. We get you two dev kits at no cost, and then you make an Xbox game. Awesome. Now in the middle, it's really exciting. We have the Universal Windows Platform. This is our new app framework for games and applications that are sold in the Windows Store. And it's a really, really good program and a really good framework. So you don't need anybody's permission to make a UWP game. You just go to Dev Center, get an account, and start developing. And then you can ship your game on PCs, tablets, HoloLens, mobile, all the Microsoft platforms. If you'd like to use Xbox Live with multiplayer and achievements, then you can talk to us at ID at Xbox, and we can help you ship that UWP with Xbox Live on all those platforms. And if your UWP has Xbox Live, you can also talk to us about shipping that UWP on Xbox One, even without using a dev kit. It's pretty cool. So, next, how does the process work? Well, again, we try and make the process as simple as possible. So first you join, you register, you submit an application to ID at Xbox, and you'll start immediately receiving regular updates from us, newsletters, that kind of thing. When you have a game that you want to publish, we'll sign an NDA, you can tell us a little bit about the game, we'll discuss the platforms that you're planning to ship on, and then we sign a contract, get you access to our SDKs, dev forums, middleware, dev kits, and you're really off to the races and developing. Finally, when it's getting close to being done with your game, we come in and help you certify your game, get through certification, get it into the marketplace, and hopefully have a really successful launch. Of course, you're always welcome to update your game, and there's no charge for that. It's important to note that ID at Xbox developers have the exact same level of access as all other publishers on both Xbox One and on Windows 10. So there's no, there's nothing a publisher can do on Xbox or Windows 10 that an ID at Xbox developer can't do. So you can ship games on Xbox One and Windows 10 with full access to all the platform features from Xbox Live, multiplayer, achievements, to HDR on Xbox One S, and of course, true 4K gaming and just crazy graphics with Project Scorpio. All that will be available to you as a publisher coming through ID at Xbox. We also make sure that Xbox developers coming through ID get free access to Xbox One dev kits. And with Unity being such a popular middleware for independent developers, we made sure that the Unity plugin for Xbox One was available at no charge as well. Now on Xbox, all games are sold in the same marketplace. That really goes back to our philosophy that a game is a game, a publisher is a publisher, and we think that our players are sophisticated enough to understand the value propositions offered by ID at Xbox games and independent games in the store next to games from all other publishers. How's that working? Well, it's working pretty well so far. You know, our goal is a robust, sustainable, rational marketplace. As I mentioned before, independent developers in the ID at Xbox program have generated hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue on the Xbox One marketplace. So we're pretty happy with how things are going. I promise I won't mention this again, but I think it's pretty important to developers, so we wanted to mention it a few times. Now, the other thing that's important to mention is that there are no fees paid to Microsoft for certification or updates of your game, and there's no limit on updates of a game on Xbox One or on Windows 10. The only fee that you would ever pay to Microsoft, other than a platform royalty, is a dev center fee, which is pretty modest, and if it's an issue, feel free to get in touch with us, and we'll see if we can work something out. But there's no fees paid to Microsoft for certification or anything like that. Another thing that we have that we think is a real great advantage, especially on console, is one worldwide submission process. So instead of having to submit your game for certification in North America, Europe, Asia, Japan, all separately, with Xbox, you submit one time, you choose the territories you want to release in, and that's it. Your game is released worldwide. When you want to update, it's one update that propagates worldwide. Now, as the publisher of your game when you're self-publishing, ultimately, marketing and promotion are your responsibilities. But we think that development support and promotional amplification is something we're really excited to provide. So development support, obviously, if you're having issues during development, get in touch and we can help you, whether that's with getting ratings or getting through certification. Promotional amplification comes in when you're getting closer to selling, getting closer to shipping, sorry. So what are some of the promotional amplification we do? Well, there's a bunch of things. So I'll start over here. ID at Xbox has its own Twitter feed, its own blog, its own full-time community manager, and we have a great community of really passionate, engaged, independent game fans who follow us, tell the world about ID games. It's fantastic. And of course, every game that comes through ID at Xbox is really gonna get a lot of love there. Second, of course, Microsoft and Xbox has their own social media and amplification channels. Every game that ships on Xbox from ID gets mentioned by Major Nelson to his more than 1 million Twitter followers. And we have a lot of other promotional amplification things that come just for every game that's coming out on Xbox. Then there's opportunities for dashboard promotion. So some of those opportunities are programmatic. The screenshot here I took a couple months ago when ID and Xbox games were three of the top four free apps. And that's an example of a programmatic promotion. If your game launches, it's getting downloaded a lot, it's going to show up on the dashboard. When your game ships, or you ship a new bundle or some new DLC bundled in there, you can get back into new releases, which is a really popular way for players to find out about games. Those are all algorithmically generated, but the dashboard team also has editorial placements as well. So that's a place where they decide what they're going to promote on the dashboard. Our Dash team has been really enthusiastic about ID at Xbox. They love showing a broad variety of games to our players, and so ID at Xbox games do get a lot of love on the dashboard for editorial promotion. Finally, we have opportunities for inclusion in both ID at Xbox events and general industry events like E3 or Gamescom. So the way this works, we do a couple events on the ID side, one before GDC where we like to invite a bunch of media in to showcase about 25 new games, one right before PAX Prime in September here in Redmond. We hold an open house on campus. Last year I think we showed off about 50 games, we had 2,000 fans, a bunch of media come in. And then of course opportunities for inclusion of games, whether it's in briefings or in kiosks at things like E3 and Gamescom. Now, there's only a limited number of slots to include people, even if it's an ID event. So we can't include and we can't accommodate everybody who wants to participate in industry events. But one thing that's really important to us just in how we run the program is that while we can't accommodate everyone, we want to make sure that everyone in the program knows about these opportunities, has an opportunity to pitch for these opportunities, whether that's sending us videos, sending us builds, so that the teams that choose the games that end up at E3 or Gamescom or GDC get to see the games and understand what's out there. So, you know, again, while we can't include everyone in this kind of opportunity, we want to make sure that everyone knows about them and has an equal opportunity to participate. So those are some of the things that we do from promotional amplification. We think it's one of the greatest strengths that Microsoft can bring to the independent developer community is to use our resources to amplify your promotional efforts. And we've seen it have a really, really good results on the marketplace, and developers seem to have been pretty happy with it. So thanks a lot for listening. If you'd like to learn more about ID at Xbox, and please encourage you to join the program by heading over to xbox.com/ID. If you have any questions about developing on Windows or on Xbox One, please don't hesitate to ask. You can email us at id@xbox.com or hit us up on Twitter at @ID_Xbox. We're always happy to talk to developers and help them find success on Microsoft platforms. Thanks a lot, everybody.